The draft supplemental environmental impact statement for a road out of Juneau is now under review by the Federal Highway Administration. That's the last step in the process before Federal Highways names a preferred route and issues a record of decision. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander reports.
State Transportation Department spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the final SEIS, as it's called, is expected sometime in the next 6 weeks.
If it gets the blessing and we don't need to do any more revisions to it, we'll stamp draft on it and we can release it for public review.
Once that happens, DOT would hold hearings in Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. Federal Highways issued a record of decision in 2006 to build a road between Juneau and Kansaheen, where motorists would board a state ferry for the rest of the trip north. Conservation groups immediately filed suit, and in 2009, the U.S. District Court ruled the environmental impact statement was invalid because it didn't consider improved ferry service in Lynn Canal. That decision was upheld in 2011 by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that required the supplemental study. Little by little, however, the road north has grown, completed last summer to Echo Cove. This year, $35 million is in the state's budget for another extension. Woodrow says $30 million are federal funds and $5 million comes from the state.
The talking point was that that would help us begin constructing the road toward Kensington. And really how this road is going to be built, no matter what, is it's going to be constructed in phases. It's just such a large project.
It's one of those mega projects the state may not be able to afford, says Juneau Representative Sam Keto III. He told the Juneau Chamber of Commerce Thursday that Juneau Access has a lot of competition statewide. Keto is a civil engineer and admits he likes big projects, but he wonders about the return for the estimated $500 million investment.
Do we receive $500 million worth of commerce or revenue back to the state or to the city? I think that's a tough one to support.
Keto didn't curry much favor with the chamber audience. The business organization and most of its members have long been road advocates.
Personally, I don't have a strong feeling about we should build a road. We should not build a road.
Because that road ends at a state ferry terminal.
There may be some savings because the ferry is operating as a day boat as opposed to a 24-hour ferry, but there's still ferry costs, which means you still have 12 hours worth of fuel. You're not going to be running full all the time. There may be ferries that are running mostly empty, and then you're going to have an additional 65 miles of road to maintain.
Keto's questions and concerns should be answered when Federal Highways releases that final SEIS and record of decision sometime this summer. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.